No worries, mate. Pleasure.
It was a significant win. You played differently. I think I remember seeing a Port Adelaide work as hard without the footy as you did last night. Did you feel that it was a win of significance?
Oh, definitely. And I think you got to get those wins sometimes. We rate defence as the highest priority for us. And in order for us to play well and to compete, we've got to be good defensively. So we were able to get a lot of our attack off our good defence last night. And credits to the boys. It wasn't really a pretty game by us. It was just that hard, tough-fought game that our club's known for. And, it was good to get the result.
Did anything change during the week with discussions with Kenny and the team to get that sort of performance, or was this more a player-driven thing?
Yeah, it was probably a bit more player-driven. Look, the coaches are the first to get put under pressure when things aren't going well, and having two losses in a row, which weren't the best performance by us, it goes straight on the coaches. And we sort of thought we owed Kenny and a few of the assistant coaches a bit, and look, they prepare you every way possible during the week, but at the end of the day, on game day, it comes down to 22 on the field, so they can't do a lot, and it really came down to us, and we all knew we got to dig in and give it a crack, and obviously we got the result.
Last one from me before Berkey has a few for you, Ollie. Did you feel the pressure? Was the pressure starting to build on the team?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's such a cutthroat game these days that you're going to be put under scrutiny if your team's not performing. And for a couple of games, we didn't play very well. And it was good just to get one of those hard-fought, knuckle-down wins. Wasn't real pretty. Wasn't real end-to-end footy. But it was, good just to win. And every win's pretty pleasing. And this is very much the same.
Ollie, Nathan Burke here, mate. Congratulations on the win. Looking through the stats last night, 25 possessions by, I think, Broadbent had 25, and that was the most for the team. You had about 7 or 8 that just snuck into that 20 range. It's a low possession count. Is that depicting that as a very even performance by the boys?
Yeah, definitely. That was the first thing Kenny said after the game. We didn't really have any standout players. We all just played our role. Plain and simple, we all get a role to play each game, and if we can execute that, we know that'll go a long way to winning the game. So we were able to do that last night for the majority of the night, and obviously it puts a bit of faith in what Kenny says about playing a role, because obviously it got the result.
Depends how you rate players, but looking at your list, I can count there's potentially 9 players that I would say that's in your best 22 that weren't out there last night. Was that mentioned that, you know what, we've got a lot of key players out, Robbie Gray and the boys didn't come up, that other guys needed to step up?
Not really. Look, we didn't really talk about it too much. It happened pretty quickly. Robbie particularly pulling a bit of a hammy the other night, but we've got big faith in everyone on our list that if they come into the jumper, they know the role they've got to play, and they're going to do it to the best of their ability. I think that's one of the good things that Hawthorn and Geelong have been able to conjure in the last decade. Whoever comes in and wears the jumper, they do the same thing as the person that's gone out. So we've got a lot of trust in whoever comes in, and all the boys were able to get the job done last night.
And watching you guys early in the season, it just looked like there was times there where players were second-guessing themselves. Should I run over and support? Oh, no, I won't. I'll stay here on my opponent. Should I go for that more difficult kick? No, look, I'll take the easy option. And when sides get in that mode, they tend to just play a really stifled type of football. Do you think that was the case? And if so, how did the coach get you out of that? How did he actually free you up?
Yeah, a little bit, and I think the biggest thing of our game plan is taking risks, both offensively and defensively. It's all about coming off your man to help your teammate. So, look, it's probably always been in there in patches, but just not consistently throughout a game. So I think when we did get the opportunity to go last night and use the ball and link up between our halfbacks and midfielders, we did it well. So I think we've starting to get that link back, and hopefully we can use this game as a bit of momentum, go forward and start stringing a few games together.
And last one for me, mate. It would have been fairly intense over there in Adelaide the last few weeks with the amount of pressure, with the Crows doing well and you guys not firing. I expect a bit of a different week this week, I'd assume.
Yeah, it does get pretty full over in Adelaide. Obviously, only the two only two teams in the town, and it's pretty big footy city. So the Crows have been doing well and been playing some good footy. So yeah, look, it's good to have a win, and Monday's a bit easier. You're not going in stressing what the coaches are going to say too much. So it'll be a good week, and hopefully we can review the game, move on to Brisbane next Sunday.
Did it feel different, Ollie, getting up this morning and even having dinner last night with the team late last night, feeling that this could be a bit of a significant moment in your season?
Yeah, definitely. Look, you spend so much time with the boys, and when you're losing, you hate letting each other down. So it's good just to look each other in the eye after the game and have a feed together and just be pleased with our effort and getting the results. So the boys are pretty excited to take the next couple of months on, and we're really looking forward to the challenge.
And finally, Berkey was talking about the players that are missing from your best 22, but you could almost argue that some of these youngsters that are coming in and playing a role for you are actually helping spark your season.
Oh, no doubt, yeah. No, we've had some really exciting players come in. First one that comes to mind, Darcy Byrne-Jones off a half-back line. Does his job defending, really plays hard on his man, but also gives us that run off the half-back line a bit like Jasper Pittard. So we've got had a lot of young guys coming in, and I think we're a pretty young team at the moment. That it gets a bit overlooked at how young we are, and yeah, hopefully we can get a few more games under our belt and keep developing.
Ollie, it was great to see you play so well last night personally, but also from a team point of view, and good luck for the rest of the year.
Thanks, guys.